And her husband called me Sister Rinkets. That was his nickname for me, Sister Rinkets. He says, Sister Rinkets, you keep talking to me. Talk constantly to me and keep me awake because I can't hardly hold my eyes open. I begged him and her, before she got in the back seat, to pull over to the side of the road and both of them go to sleep and I'd keep watch. I wasn't sleepy. And they wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. And then that's when she got in the back seat. Well, he was driving down the road at normal rate. Suddenly, he started faster and the car just turned the right angles almost, right straight to a large tree, great big tree. I grabbed that steering wheel before I said anything. I was afraid he might run right into it if I waked him first, you know. And after I got a hold of the wheel, I told him, I said, well, get your foot off of the pedal. That car had a pedal you put your foot on. And so I told him, get his foot off the pedal. And he waked up right fast. And I guided that thing from hitting the tree into the bushes. Well, he was going so fast, that we would have had a terrible accident right there, head on. And we promised each other we wouldn't tell anybody about it. Didn't want anybody to think about it, to be worrying about it. Didn't anything bad happen, so we just thought we wouldn't tell it. Quick as we walked into the room, my mother said, you came very near having an accident, didn't you? And we looked at each other, and we knew nobody else knew it. It was impossible for anybody else to know it. And we asked her how she knew it. She said, well, I saw it. I saw Sinus grab that steering wheel and guide it from hitting that tree into the bushes. Now, what do you know about that? That's true. That really happened.
Some people just have that ability.
I don't know what it is, but...
I've heard about people doing that, but I've never done anything like that myself.
Well, now, one time when this rattlesnake, I mean, a copperhead was crawling between my feet, and his head was right exactly between my feet. And my two little nephews were with me, about 6 years old, 6 and 7. And one of them said, I ain't seen, look down there, what's between your feet? I looked down there, and I saw that thing, a great big copperhead. His head right there, even with my feet. I guess he thought I was a stump or something. And I stood just as still as anything can stand still. I never moved until it got about 3 feet from me. Well, the kids, they wanted to pick up rocks and throw rocks at it. Well, I was afraid if they got it mad, it would fight us. Snakes do fight. And I said, no, it didn't bite me. Let's run. We were picking blackberries, great big beautiful blackberries, big as your thumb nearly. I never did go back to that blackberry patch. And I was so thankful that I could stand still. And I don't think I did it of my own will. I think God just took a hold of me and didn't let me move. I don't know what else. It was just like I was paralyzed or frozen or something. I didn't move. I couldn't move. I didn't even want to move, and I don't know anything about it. Normally, you would jump, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And run. If I had moved, that snake would have bit me. Huh. Now, I don't know. Something saved my life.
Yeah. That's unusual.
I have such a strong faith. I don't have faith, though, to handle snakes.
No.
I kill them. As an ordinary average thing, I killed him.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to kill that one because it had gone on by and hadn't bit me. I let him go.
Yeah.